You are now listening to Cloudy with a Chance of Awesome. Here are your hosts, Hayden Chase Kuzma and Benjamin King.
Hey everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Cloudy with a Chance of Awesome. Today we have our reInvent recap today. This is our highly sought after episode. We're so excited to have it with you today. Before we get started, Ben, how are you doing, my friend?
Hey, doing pretty good. Actually, very good news. I'm super excited to announce that we just crossed the 3,500 subscriber number when it comes to like social media and streaming platforms. So I want to thank all our listeners, from iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and Amazon Music. There's a few other, subcategories in there as well, but want to thank all our listeners. You all make this happen and, really do appreciate all the support.
That's incredible. And to think, Ben, too, it's like we're coming off just about, well, now 2 full years, right, of doing this podcast. I know we had some change before of doing it, but really exciting. Happy to be here. Happy to be talking to everybody. And thank you again for the support. It's crazy to hit those numbers. So, Ben, I know our viewers are excited and they want to hear. What are you drinking today?
Yeah, that's the exciting question, and I love that question and that it's stuck around the years that we've been doing this. Currently, I am drinking a orange sparkling water, nice. Very crisp, just a refreshing morning. And nice. Man, it's the perfect thing. What about you, Hayden?
Yeah, close to the holidays too. I myself have a bubbly sparkling water, blueberry pomegranate, so pretty good. Drinking that today and excited to talk to everybody. I do have to say I'm feeling a little under the weather, so if we sound a little off today or go on mute, our apologies. But that doesn't come away from the fact that we have a lot to cover today, Ben. So reInvent, top of mind for everybody right now. I think first off, were you there, Ben? Did you get boots on the ground at reInvent?
No, I was not there. A lot of my team members were, however, right? Avahi was invited to, just discuss the great work we're doing within the Gen AI space, right? There's so much innovation going on here at Avahi. A lot of new AI use cases. I always summarize it with this. We want to make Gen AI not a buzzword, right? So there's a lot of excitement. Let's actually make this applicable and help folks leverage and use this new technology. So there's a lot of presentations that we conducted around that. And, just really excited. Like, how do I say this? The buzz and excitement from reInvent is still, showing itself within our team meetings and just whenever we collaborate. So a lot of excitement there and, really excited to see what happens next in this new year. Hayden, how about yourself?
Yeah, no, well, first of all, congratulations to yourself and the Avahi team. Very exciting to be there at reInvent and having the meetings that you all did. I was not at reInvent either. I had a lot of my customers attend as well as my teammates, so I got to hear firsthand what the experience was like. And of course, I attended virtually. I watched everything I could from a keynote perspective and have my notes pulled up in front of me. But what a great event, customer-centric as always, and very exciting just to see everything going on. And like you said, the buzz is still generating after the event. I know a lot of my team and team members here were having the reInvent recap meetings with our customers to discuss maybe some points that they missed or some areas that they can begin to ideate on. So really exciting time right now for everybody. And I swear that's the last time we say exciting as well. I know we're saying it a lot. But Ben, I just kind of want to dive in here today. And I was thinking you and I can go back and forth and discuss some of the eye-catching news we saw and some of the exciting releases that we can discuss today and begin to talk a bit of our perspective on them and what they mean to us. So if you don't mind maybe kicking it off, what caught your eye? Where do you want to take the conversation to begin?
Yeah, there's a lot of announcements that caught my eye, right? But one that really caught my focus, it's going a bit back to the basics. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about S3 storage. The S3 tables, it really caught my eye. A lot of AWS leaders that I talked to discussed that, hey, a lot of customers are still talking about what's the best way to optimize storage. What are some items we could do when it comes to, the profound amount of data that we have over the years. And the S3 tables was pretty profound that we're still innovating in that space. You know, S3 tables gives three times the query performance. There's so much, once again, being customer focused that folks could get out of it. And then to top it with like the S3 metadata, hey, it's easier to find the data within all that, right? It's just exciting to see something like storage still, there's innovation there.
No, I agree. I agree. And that's something it's neat to see. There's always ways that we can continue to innovate on behalf of our customers, continue to bring that cutting edge approach. And this is just another way to have that convenience at your fingertips.
Hayden, I want to put the question back on you. Like, what was the big announcement that caught your eye?
Mine was no doubt Amazon Nova. Right. So this was something that was announced, and this is our state-of-the-art foundation model that was delivered very well, I think, at reInvent. It caught a lot of attention from customers as well as just general fanatics of this AI space and just technology in general. So Amazon Nova, I know you've probably heard about it thus far, but it's broken down in both an understanding model and then the other side, which is really interesting, which is the creative content generation model. So that's was announced as Nova Canvas, which is our new state-of-the-art image generation model. And then we have Nova Reel, which is the state-of-the-art video generation model. So you have image generation model and video generation model, which is really exciting, and I'm excited to see what happens between those two, and really what customers can create with it. Outside of that, within Nova, we also have our understanding models, and this comes in three flavors as well. As I look at my notes, we have Amazon Nova Micro, which is the text-only model. We have Nova Lite, which is a low-cost multi-module model, I believe I'm pronouncing that right, with fast processing image, video, and text inputs. And then lastly, we have Nova Pro, which is the combination of everything basically, and that's at a cost for a wide range of tasks. So you're getting this at a more cost, what can I say, digestible model here, which is exciting. So I really enjoyed Nova, and it looks like a fun area for us to spend some time.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the moment where the announcement was made. And Hayden, we joined AWS around a similar time, and everyone looked forward to Andy Jassy giving the reInvent keynote. So it was cool to see him, come back on stage to give this announcement. But what really was profound was once again being customer obsessed. We're building these out with the different models and flavors, if you will, because choice matters. And I really like that emphasis. Always that reminder that AWS puts customers first, and hey, what's front of mind for them? Let's innovate on their behalf. So a very exciting take there.
I agree. I agree. And then something else that was brought up that I wanted to talk about today, excuse me, as well, was what we saw happen with Q for Dev, the Q developer, right? So this is something that we've talked about in previous episodes, but this was an area that we just doubled down on, it felt like. And we doubled down in the efforts of saving developers time, right? You heard about a lot about, I should say, those drowning on tasks that a lot of developers do that now Q developer will automate and make a little bit easier for you. So those mundane tasks and areas that maybe developers don't like to spend too much time in, Q for Dev can now plug in and help you with that. So I really enjoyed that announcement there, Ben.
And just to, elaborate on that a little bit more, like Amazon Q Developer saving folks time is very exciting. But also, I thought it was cool that we mentioned items such as like, hey, legacy applications that are on mainframes, right? We have the technology now to make it easy for folks to migrate that to AWS. Going back to my previous point, things like storage and just kind of those foundational cloud items, we're still innovating on. So, folks with mainframes, feel free to connect with your folks here at AWS, right? A lot of great, exciting innovation there.
Yeah, and I think Matt Garman did say too, back to that point, is those tasks that developers do, and that was the unit tests, documentation, and code reviews that sometimes just feel like they go on for too long, right? We now have that new way to do that. So that's really, really fun there. Ben, we also saw, I don't know if we want to speak to it here, but we saw us double down on Amazon SageMaker, right? This was something that we now integrated the suite for data analytics and AI needs, right? So this is something that is seems like a juggernaut in that space, if you ask me. I really liked what they did with SageMaker, and I'm intrigued with how customers will begin to use that in 2025 and onwards. Did you have any thoughts around that release, Ben?
Yes, yeah, so much exciting stuff, right? Going back to the AI space, AWS is just at the forefront of this. And so to see a lot of announcements when it comes to SageMaker was really exciting. But also, like, what really caught my eye when it comes to the AI topic was, just doubling down on that partnership with Anthropic, right? Project Everest, there's a lot of excitement there. Hey, there, AI and Gen AI is not possible without the compute behind it. And so the fact that they're building, five times the size of the current cluster, and just allowing folks to leverage that, for their different AI use cases is very exciting. So, items like SageMaker, I always feel like that's brought up every reInvent. AI is always a big theme, but just to still see the reoccurring innovation here in this space is a very interesting, how do I say this, perspective from AWS users that, hey, we could leverage this to really build out some exciting new use cases.
No, I agree. And the thing is, you have to remember, it's not going anywhere, right? This is something that it definitely went through my head as I was watching everything is as these topics are brought up, as these services are released, it reminds me it's not going anywhere. So customers are really starting to think, hey, this is some pretty neat technology. What can we do with it? And how do I use it in a manner that's going to both positively impact my business, my customers, my employees, right? So these are all different ways you need to put your thinking hat on when it comes to that, and really adapt with the times, which is exciting. I'm looking forward to that. So the other thing I want to announce, Ben, also was Trainium 3, right? So this was our, I'm ripping up my notes, so I pronounced this correctly. I practiced before we jumped on. Trainium 3 is the new first AWS chip on the 3 nanometer process. This is going to come with 2 times more compute than Trainium 2, and this is coming later next year. This is really neat in my opinion. And the one statistic also I really enjoyed here was it's going to be 40% more efficient as well. These energy efficiency conversations come up often, in my opinion, and having something as cutting edge as this that's bringing you with this compute power 2 times more than Trainium 2, how cool, right? So Trainium 3 coming in, I'm excited. This is coming later next year. Intrigued with what comes out of this and the potential we see our customers leverage this in that regard.
Yeah, and to just elaborate more on that point, there's been new AWS organizational like values, right, around sustainability, and it's just exciting to see the end result of that. It's front of mind for a lot of customers, like you said, and we're all in this together. There's only one Earth, and just to see that sustainability is front of mind, it is very reassuring. And I'm excited to see what comes out of this, and folks using that. I do want to pause here and just say, like, it's interesting when it comes to reInvent. Recap: we've talked about hardware, we talked about storage, we talked about mainframes, right? A lot of these, topics I feel like that were, not necessarily front of mind when it comes to cutting edge technology. There's so much cool and new things happening in that space, right? So, very excited. I know the hardware space is, there's so much potential going on right now, but just to see that AWS at the forefront of that is pretty interesting to keep an eye on.
No, I agree. And the other point too, Ben, I want to make here too is out of everything I wrote down, we're not just chasing buzzwords, right? We're putting ourselves in our customer's shoes and thinking how we can truly make these useful technologies, right? I think that's a really important an important phrase to make there, because these are areas that we can really focus on practical application integration. And we're finding out ways that we can leverage AI machine learning with our existing services, which is neat in my opinion. Ben, another service I think we could just touch on briefly would just be the Aurora DSQL. The big thing that comes to mind when you hear this, I don't know about you, but was unlimited scale, right? Serverless with no infrastructure management and highly available. This is what comes to mind for me. And those are words that as a consumer, you hear that, and that definitely piques your curiosity, in my opinion. What were your thoughts with that, Ben?
Yeah, I think it's very exciting. And going back to the point too with like the Amazon Q developer, I think when you say things in regards to Aurora DSQL, unlimited scale serverless with no infrastructure management, right? It saves a lot of the time for folks who are innovating. You could focus on your end customer and leverage these services to really save the time and alleviate the mundane task, if you will. I know a lot of folks are very excited about Aurora DSQL. There's just so much potential here. And, any sort of like serverless infrastructure, I know gets a lot of folks excited because, hey, what I'm hearing is that I could focus my time on more of the items that I want to focus my time on, right? So, should be cool the amount of, cool use cases that come out of it. Very excited to just kind of hear how customers leverage Aurora DSQL and that serverless infrastructure year over year we have those announcements, and it's just exciting to see that still we're still building on it, right? So a lot of potential.
For sure, for sure. And like we said, I think another thing is, we're breaking down a lot of these silos and we're making it easier for different teams to work with data, whether that's just for analytics or AI or day-to-day operations. That's the exciting part, right? That we're trying to emphasize here is we're trying to automate these tasks for higher productivity, higher ways to engage with your team, with your customers. So really put that cap on when you look for innovation and in the lens of the new releases. So very, very neat stuff. Now, Ben, I think we've covered major highlights here. Any final thoughts that you want to share in regards to reInvent for 2024?
Yeah, I always love when reInvent happens, right? It's end of year 2024, a lot of ups and downs, a lot of whirlwinds that, hey, we all successfully navigated. I do want to hear a bit more of your thoughts, Hayden. What was the key highlight for you when it comes to looking back at 2024?
Good question, Ben. I think 2024 was really neat, and I hate to keep beating the drum of Gen AI, right? In that buzz, but I've really enjoyed across 2024 seeing my customers approach that topic with curiosity, as well as approaching it with the mentality of interesting, but then also questioning it, right? So like they're taking it in, but questioning how they could use it, and they're proactively looking for engagements around proof of concepts. They're looking at ways to use this technology, but they're not just rushing into it. So that's why I said they're approaching with curiosity, and I appreciate that. So 2024 has been a really enlightening year for myself and my customers, and showing them ways that they could leverage this technology. And with these announcements, I think 2025 is going to be really bringing a lot of these proof of concepts into production and bring them into the customer facing and start to get some of that feedback. And we're really going to see the ball start to turn in 2025. So that was kind of my highlight for the year, Ben. How about yourself?
Yeah, if I could give a highlight or theme to 2024, I would summarize it by saying collaboration. For years we've been a bit siloed, working remotely, hybrid, if you will. And now, this year was so profound when it comes to visiting customers, meeting face to face. Hey, let's collaborate right here. I always love a good meeting where, hey, we could shake hands and then we start a whiteboard session, right? And there's been a lot of that coming back. So, just to see folks in person have been, very exciting. I would say the biggest highlight here on this theme was, a lot of the folks out of Vahi are we're all spread across, the world, if you will. And so we all came together in Cancun and we're able to sync and connect in person. And it was just very exciting to meet everyone in person. So that is the big theme and takeaway for this year.
Very good. Well, looking ahead, folks, for 2025, Ben and I are so excited to announce another year of Cloudy with a Chance of Awesome. We'll have ep episodes coming to you right in the beginning of the new year. We always like to start off with a couple what you're looking ahead, if you will, looking ahead in 2025 episodes, where we just go over what's out there for you to take advantage of this year, areas that customers can be thinking about, or should be thinking about when approaching their business for the next 12 months. So, Ben, we'll have those episodes coming up. But other than that, I want to take a moment myself to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, a Happy Holiday, and a wonderful New Year. And thank you again for helping us get to 3,500 followers there. And really appreciate everyone's listen and engagement with us through the past 12 months. And we're looking forward to next year. Ben, would you like to close us out?
Yes, first and foremost, happy holidays, everyone, and really excited once again. Thank you all for your support. Really excited about this milestone we crossed and excited to see how the Cloudy with a Chance of Awesome community collaborates and sticks together and what we all do next, right? So continue innovating and once again, connect with your AWS account team, connect with the AWS partners within your ecosystem. We're all one team, and it's exciting the great work we're going to do together.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Cloudy with a Chance of Awesome. See you next time.